as long as I can remember, I've had one abiding desire. White men. My family are all proud and sometimes militant black, so I kept this secret. But the secrecy fanned the flames of forbidden desire. At my first job, I had the great luck to have a white man as my supervisor. He was a bookish sort, ignored by the white office girls. Every day I worked for him, I could only imagine giving myself to them. Every night, I would just masturbate to the thought. Finally, I decided to confess to my lust to him. While out at lunch, I told him that I thought he was handsome and that I was scared. I didn't know if I was ready to lose my virginity. My black parents would never forgive me for losing my virginity to a white man, let alone giving him a child. He gently smiled and thanked me for telling him. He told me that he knew a way for me to give myself to him and keep my virginity, but I'd have to visit his home that night to find out how. He wrote his address on a napkin and asked me to be there at 8 p.m. Joy! That night, I told my family that a coworker needed help with a problem and started towards his apartment. I knocked on the door and he quickly welcomed me in. I was struck by the simplicity and sophistication. Exactly what I imagined for the home of a white man. He asked me if I was willing to try something that could provide for sexual intimacy without risking pregnancy, which I would have to explain to my parents, or losing my virginity. I said yes, but I didn't understand. He smiled and asked me to strip. It would all be clear soon. As I undressed, he did the same. I was struck by his big white cock. I felt myself quivering in anticipation. I would soon please that. He told me to get on my knees, so I did. I looked up at him and he approached, telling me to open my mouth. He stuck his dick in my mouth and I started sucking him with great excitement. He groaned as I torqued him back and forth. Then he told me to stop. I was worried. Had I done something wrong? He walked behind me and whispered in my ear to relax. At that moment, I felt his hard, pulsating cock start to push on my asshole. I moaned as he entered my ass. It was painful at first, but then it started to feel really good. He started to gently pump me back and forth, back and forth. Suddenly, he put me in a headlock, leaned back, and I was suspended in his arms, his dick in my ass. I could feel him start to just jackhammer my ass so fast. At that moment, I was thinking of how happy I was. I achieved a black girl's dream, a white man's embrace. I felt the pleasure as time's pain, and all the while he breathed and moaned in my ear how tight my ass was. I would have been happy to have stayed like this forever, a white dick in my black ass. Then he moaned so loud and his dick just began to shake in my asshole. He held me still for a time and lifted me up. I could feel his jizz dripping from my ass. Then he kissed me on the back of the neck and leaned over to the side to cuddle. His white hands rubbed all over my quivering black skin. I couldn't tell anyone just then, but I just found an unmatched contentment. My purpose in life was revealed that night.